Ready for some holiday magic?
Always.
Okay, good. Because today we're going deep on the Ron Myers Christmas City Gift Show.
Oh yeah, this is
This is a Mississippi Gulf Coast thing, you
it's a
know?
big deal.
It's been going on for like over 40 years.
Yeah.
Crazy. So we've got like all kinds of sources, from like their website to, applications for vendors.
Oh wow.
We've got sponsor info. We've even got articles about like how it started and, how it affects the community.
It's become a real institution down there.
Yeah, it really has. So the mission today is to give you the full picture. We're going to start with the guy who started it all.
Ron Myers.
Yeah, Ron Myers.
Yeah, that's the girl.
And then we're going to go all the way to like what it's like to shop there.
That's what I'm talking
I
about.
maybe even convince you to head down to the Gulf Coast this November.
Might be convinced already.
We'll stay tuned,
All right.
Let's see. So first up, Ron Myers, the man, the myth, the legend.
He had an interesting start. Started in the Air Force.
Oh yeah, I read that.
And somehow ended up putting together like over 250 events across the Gulf South.
It's crazy, right?
I mean, what a change.
Total career pivot. And get this, he's originally from Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
No way. So he's like a fish out of water down there.
Exactly. Which I think makes it even more interesting,
Totally. It shows real vision, to create something so unique in a place that's like so different from where you started.
Totally. Okay, so let's talk about Christmas City Gift Show. This is no like ordinary craft
Oh
fair.
no, it's
It's
massive.
huge. Like picture this. The Coast Convention Center.
Oh, wow.
Over 300 booths. You can find anything there. I mean, anything.
I heard it's the place to go for unique gifts.
Yeah. Like for those people who are impossible to shop for.
Yeah. The ones who have everything.
You'll find something for them there.
I bet.
But they also have this thing, Shopper's Paradise ticket.
Ooh.
And if you've got little ones, Breakfast with Santa, Saturday morning,
Classic.
the whole Santa experience.
Oh, that's so cute. Photos and all that. Fun.
Yeah. It's the whole thing.
Sounds like a great way to kick off a day of shopping.
Now, Shopper's Paradise. This is where things get interesting. Friday night, adults only.
Ooh, I like the thought of that.
Live music, wine, beer. They even have a silent auction.
Wow, they've really thought of everything.
They really have. It's like a whole different vibe, like a more like, I don't know, sophisticated shopping experience.
Right. Sip and shop, but make it holiday themed.
Exactly. But it's not just about the shopping at this thing. Like, they really focus on making the whole experience enjoyable for everyone.
That's important. It's got to be comfortable.
Right. So in 2020, they actually widened the aisles.
Oh, that's smart.
So you don't feel so like crammed in, even when it's crowded.
Especially with all those bags, you need room to maneuver.
Exactly.
They're really going all out to create a family-friendly atmosphere.
Yeah, it's definitely a multi-generational event, Like people bring their kids, their grandkids, it's a whole thing.
I love that. It becomes a tradition.
Totally. Okay, but let's talk about like the bigger picture.
Okay, the impact, yeah.
The impact. This event, it doesn't just spread holiday cheer, it actually gives back to the community in a big way.
Really? How so?
So, get this. Ron Myers Ministries. It's entirely funded by this Christmas show.
Wow, that's impressive.
Isn't that amazing? So, like, every purchase you make, every ticket you buy, it goes towards their charities.
That's incredible. What kind of charities do they support?
Oh, all kinds. Christian rehab centers,
Oh, wow.
anti-trafficking organizations, missions, podcasts that promote like good values.
That's amazing.
They do a lot.
So you're not just buying gifts, you're contributing to something meaningful.
Exactly. It's like built-in giving back,
I love that. It adds another layer to the whole experience.
Totally. And it's not just the charity aspect. We read an article about how this event is like a big economic boost for the Gulf Coast, especially after the summer tourism season ends.
Right, because things tend to slow down after the summer rush.
Right. So this event, it brings in people from all over.
Spending money at hotels, restaurants, local shops.
Exactly. It's a win-win for everyone. And get this, it's actually considered one of the top 20 tourism events in the Southeast.
Really? Wow, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
It's come a long way from a local gift show.
It really has.
Yeah.
But okay, let's circle back to this Shopper's Paradise thing.
Yes, tell me more.
It's not your average shopping spree, it's more of a whole experience. Like, picture yourself with a glass of wine,
Ooh, I like where this is going.
browsing all these amazing handcrafted goods.
While listening to live music.
Yes, and there are door prizes. And all the while, you know you're supporting local businesses and charities.
It's like the perfect combination of holiday indulgence and doing good.
Exactly. I'm kind of sold myself now.
Me too. But, you know, we've talked a lot about the shoppers. Mm-hmm. What about the people selling all this amazing stuff?
Oh, the vendors.
Yeah. What's it like to be on the other side of the booth?
That's a great question. Let's dive into that next.
So, you know, the vendor application actually gives us some insight into what it takes to be a part of this whole thing.
Oh, really? So it's not just like show up and sell your stuff.
No, no, no. They've got like a whole selection process.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, they want to make sure it's, you know, a really good experience for the shoppers, that there's variety, that the stuff is, you know, high quality.
So they're curating it. It's not just any old craft fair.
Exactly. Like you have to submit detailed descriptions of your products.
Oh, wow.
Photos of your like booth setup, even like examples of your pricing.
Wow. They're serious about this. So they really are going for that whole like magical holiday shopping experience.
Yeah. Yeah. And get this. They actually ask vendors to donate like a $25 gift certificate.
Oh, for what?
For door prizes.
That's a good idea.
It is, right? Gets people excited.
And it's good for the vendors, too.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
More exposure.
And it kind of creates that sense of community, you know?
Absolutely. They're really good at that, like promoting that community feel.
Yeah, it's like everyone's in it together. Oh, and I noticed they offer to mail vendors, like promotional stuff.
Really?
Yeah, so they can like hand them out at other events.
That's smart.
That's really smart marketing, both for the show and for the vendors.
Totally. More exposure for everyone. Okay, but let's get into the nitty-gritty.
It's a chance to connect directly with customers, okay, which you just can't do online, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, people are in that holiday shopping mood. They're looking for special gifts or more open to trying new things.
It's prime time for those small businesses and artisans to really shine.
Absolutely. It's their time to shine. And I think there's also, like, this sense of community among the vendors.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, they're all in it together, supporting each other.
It's like a team effort, you know?
Totally. And for a lot of these small local businesses, these events are everything.
Yeah, it's their bread and butter.
It's how they connect with their customers, build their brand.
It's the heart of entrepreneurship. And that adds another dimension to this whole Christmas City gift show thing, you know?
Definitely. You're not just buying a product. You're supporting someone's dream.
Exactly. And that human connection is so important, especially during the holidays.
Totally. It's about so much more than just checking things off your shopping list.
It's about the experience, the connection, the community.
Exactly. So we've talked about like the present day stuff, but this event has been going on for a while, right?
It has. Do you remember how long?
41 years.
41 years.
Can you believe that? Over four decades of holiday cheer.
That's amazing.
It really is. It just goes to show how popular this thing is.
It's become a tradition.
And, you know, it's not like they've just been doing the same thing over and over.
Right. They've been evolving, changing with the times.
Exactly. Like that Shopper's Paradise thing. That started in 2016, I think.
Yeah. And it's been a huge hit.
And those wider aisles.
Yeah. That was 2020.
Smart move.
They're making it better every year.
Exactly. That's how you keep people coming back.
Can you imagine all the memories that have been made there? Like the ribbon cutting ceremony every year where Santa actually cuts the ribbon.
Oh, I bet the kids love that.
Oh, I bet. It's probably a core memory for some of those kids.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then there's breakfast with Santa on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Smart move for the parents, you know.
Genius. Strategic parenting at its finest. And then Shopper's Paradise on Friday night for the adults.
Live music, wine. It's a whole vibe.
It is. But, you know, sometimes it's the unplanned moments that are the most memorable.
Oh, absolutely. Those chance encounters, the unexpected finds.
Talking to the vendors, hearing their stories.
That's what makes it special, that human connection.
And Ron Myers has clearly created something really special here. It's not just a gift show.
No, it's an experience.
It's a reflection of the community.
Yeah.
Of the spirit of the Gulf Coast.
And, you know, as we're talking about all this, I'm struck by how much personality this event has.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just some generic holiday market.
Right. It's got charm. It's got character. It's got heart.
It's Ron Myers himself.
Yeah.
You know, his energy, his vision.
Totally. And his dedication to giving back.
It's a great example of how a business can be a force for good.
Absolutely. Uplifting others, spreading holiday cheer. It all comes back to that human need for connection, you know, especially during the holidays.
Right. That need to belong, to be a part of something bigger than yourself.
And in this world where everything is so digital, it's so important to have those real life experiences.
Those face-to-face interactions, those tangible memories.
Exactly. And sometimes those experiences come in the form of a bustling holiday market, you know?
Filled with unique gifts and the warmth of community spirit.
Yeah, it's a reminder that the holidays are about more than just stuff.
It's about connection, memories, sharing joy with others.
And the Ron Myers Christmas City gift show really seems to capture all of that.
It does. So we've gone from like Ron Myers starting in the Air Force to this huge event with hundreds of booths. We've talked about how it helps the community.
And all the cool stuff you can buy.
And that shopper's paradise thing, which sounds pretty amazing, by the way. There's one question that keeps coming back to me.
Oh, yeah. What is it about this specific event that keeps people coming back year after year? We've talked about the vendors, the charity, the atmosphere. But what's the secret sauce?
That's a good question. What is it? Is it the sense of community? Like you're surrounded by people who just love the holidays?
Maybe. Or is it the thrill of the hunt?
Ooh, finding that one-of-a-kind gift.
Yeah. Or maybe it's knowing that you're supporting local businesses, doing something good.
It could be all of that.
It probably is. It's like this magical combination.
Whatever it is, it's powerful.
It is. It transforms a simple gift show into something so much more.
A tradition, a community gathering. A reminder of the true spirit of the holidays.
So well said. But now we want to hear from you, the listener.
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
What stood out to you about the Ron Myers Christmas City gift show?
The gifts. The family atmosphere. The charity. The shopper's paradise.
We want to know what you think.
Has this deep dive sparked your curiosity?
Would you consider a trip down to the Mississippi Gulf Coast this holiday season? Let us know.
We love hearing from you.
We've explored the history, the details, the impact of this incredible event. But remember, this is just the beginning of your own exploration.
So dive deeper. Check out the vendors, Ron Myers Ministries.
Maybe even plan that Gulf Coast road trip.
Why not?
Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and we'll see you on our next deep dive.